This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Supreme Court today recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench, led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The apex court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the President of India. He said the apex court can only interpret the constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power. India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawwur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield.
Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. The extradition of Rana is a reminder yet again to Pakistan that it needs to act to bring to justice other perpetrators of Mumbai terror attacks whom it continues to shield.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, the agency-wise plan, action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will chair the meeting on cleaning and rejuvenating the Yamuna as well as addressing drinking water-related issues of Delhi. He added that centre will work closely with the Delhi government to ensure world-class infrastructure and ease of living for people of Delhi. The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned for the third consecutive day and recorded the statement of Robert Vadra in connection with the alleged money laundering case linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a day-long Manthan Shivir organized in New Delhi today to discuss fostering long-term development of the Indian chemical and petrochemical sector. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized the collective commitment to achieving long-term sustainable growth in the chemical sector and expressed confidence in the fact that with the right approach, the country can build a more resilient and self-reliant industrial ecosystem. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi has been named the 97th best hospital globally in the World's Best Hospitals 2024 ranking by Newsweek and Statista. The prestigious recognition highlights AIIMS' excellence in delivering high-quality healthcare, advancing medical research and providing affordable treatment to millions. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 22 Maoists from different police station areas. Two of these Maoists had a reward on their heads. Security forces recovered tiffin bombs, explosives and other material from these Maoists. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing the target of 163 runs, Mumbai Indians were 161 for 4 in 17 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.